Hello and welcome to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Dan Fernandez.
And I'm Duncan McKenzie.
And this is a very special This Week on Channel 9.
It is.
It is launch week here.
And our 88th episode.
No.
But it's launch week.
For Windows.
Windows.
Yeah, and so check this out, baby. And this is from the new Windows page, the Windows 8 launch. And there's a lot of cool stuff in here, including...
Tons of cool stuff.
How-to videos for people that have questions about how certain things work on Windows 8. Mm-hmm. Information about how to buy. Obviously, you can also do a download shop.
Buy the OS. Maybe, kick over to the store and pre-order Surface.
If you want a Surface. The other thing is there's a cool collection of PCs that are built for and certified to work on Windows 8.
Was them showing up all the time, too.
Yeah, so there's some really nice devices by Acer and a number of other folks. I really like the Dell as well. Yep. So not everybody's going to get a Surface or wants a Surface.
I've been staring at those all-in-one. The Dell, XPS, it's like a 27-inch.
Yeah, the XPS.
Folds down. Oh, I want it. We have a TV in our kitchen right now that, people watch the shows and stuff. We get that. You put the, Netflix app on it, Hulu app on it, and who needs a TV? Just have that, and the kids can go up and do stuff with it, too.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. I'm very excited.
And speaking of excitement, it doesn't stop here. On Monday is the Windows Phone 8 event.
Yes.
And starting on Tuesday, and that's obviously where the fun stops for starts for developers, the Build Conference.
It's kind of crazy right now. We got the Windows launch, we got the phone launch, we got Build.
Yeah.
I'm kind of done.
Yeah. It's a ton of stuff, and we've been doing so much preparation for the Build Conference. I know there's just a ton of stuff going on, and obviously all sessions are going to be recorded and made available on Channel 9
everything
within 24 hours.
Everything recorded, put on, and live streaming for the entire 4 days. We will be streaming selected sessions. We'll be streaming Channel 9 Live. We'll be streaming, keynote materials. So there'll be things to watch, 9 to 5, not exactly those times, 9 to 5 for 4 days in a row. There's like 20 hours of streaming content or something.
And that's awesome. I think one of the big things is, too, we're always looking for questions from you all. So during the Q&A time, during Channel 9 Live, make sure to ask your questions because it's going to be a great time to hear stuff.
Yep.
So, and speaking of preparations, the big event was going on, and this just happened. I got to get some pictures from Steven Sinofsky, who is the president of the Windows and Windows Live.
And also in charge of taking pictures at the event, apparently.
Yes, had some of the best pictures. It was the live tweeting reporting for all of us back in the West Coast. So these are some pictures from the Microsoft Store during the unveiling process.
And that's a new store, too, right? Isn't it a new... It was like a grand opening for their store and the launch. It was crazy.
Yeah, and I love the person at the register on the left side there. It looks like they're buying 4 Surfaces.
Yeah.
Surfi.
And they came there in a suit, too, so.
So definitely some cool stuff. And we've actually seen a ton of pictures from people all over, whether it's the pop-up stands or whatever.
Right. Buying. And the lines.
Yes.
And the lines. There's been lines here. In Bellevue, we have a Microsoft Store. There's other ones in Seattle. There's lines there.
Heard of some in
lines in
Ohio.
Chicago, I think
it
was, too.
Everywhere.
There's lines.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. And, of course, with Build, one of the big things is our massive tent.
Massive tent.
Yes. This was a huge one. And, of course, you can read the Todd Bishop story.
Can we say what we called the tent internally, or is that inappropriate?
The bat?
The bat.
The big,
awesome tent?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we call it.
So it's just the bat to us, but it's massive.
This is one of the largest structures in North America. 12 NBA courts, big. I mean, this is huge.
Yeah, and when we had to go to build it, and you're building something that large, there's obviously permits, things that involved. We realized how big it was when it turns out it is a complete structure. It's a building. It doesn't fall under the rules for tents. It falls under the rules for if you were building, a new Starbucks or you're building a hotel,
a new
or
commercial building. Yeah,
it's big, and so
we should call it Building 7. Actually, that would have been funny.
Well, there's an opportunity missed.
Yeah, fail.
For anyone who doesn't know, they can look it up. Building 7.
Building
Microsoft.
7. Microsoft. There you go. Bing it. And of course, a number of things to coordinate, but the Windows 8 area on Channel 9. So,
yes.
Duncan, you want to talk about this since you actually did the implementation of the page?
Yeah. So the dev team for Channel 9, we've actually had this concept before from time to time where we want to have what we call a hub, just to have, you know, an area that it's all about one topic. And I think there's almost never been a better, you know, subject to have a hub for than, you know, Windows 8 and Windows development. There's so much content. I mean, how much content did we just launch?
85 plus videos, 17 right. plus hours of content.
And that was all recorded yesterday by Dan. no, but so we have all this content, and if you're coming along and you want to do development, I mean, there's so much to learn, and it's wonderful if you're so minded. It's wonderful to have so much to be able to explore and dig into and learn, and to bring it all together is great. So slash Windows on Channel 9. Don't go there now because your video will stop. But you know, we have featured videos. We have links to all the great series that there are on the site. So you know, the Jumpstart series, the Absolute Beginner series,
and we'll talk about some of those series.
We'll go through a bunch.
Which brings us to and obviously, you know, just to give the shout out too, you guys put this in the high level of Chrome.
Yes.
Under Windows content as the place, and it's on the homepage as well.
Yep.
So. But the other big thing is the announcement of the Windows Store. So this is windowsstore.com.
Is it funny that I haven't been there. I haven't been there yet.
Maybe you have when you're looking up apps on the website.
Yes, it's true. I've never been to the homepage of it. I have been to store pages, like detail pages,
yes.
sort of thing. Those. I've been to those, but then I think until today, yesterday, I don't know if you could go to this.
Yeah, I think it was said like coming soon, and okay. that there was a big refresh. To be fair, though.
Yes.
So, and I think the cool thing is they're doing a bunch of sort of outreach for four key areas. So, if you are building iOS apps today, if you're building websites, Windows app today, or you're a designer, there's kind of paths you can go through in terms right. of key learning, and a lot of that is, of course, on dev.windows.com, but other learnings as well, and certainly a number of things that you may be interested in, like our App Excellence Labs, mm-hmm. some of our camp events, and so on. So,
yeah, and a lot of that stuff, I think it's sometimes surprising for me how much of it does pass through. I mean, we've been working on apps on our team, and we're a bunch of web developers, and a lot of that stuff it passes through, and it's sort of surprising. It seems all new, and then it's like, oh, I actually do know what I'm doing. And it's nice. So I think having those paths that are focused on, you know, if you're coming from iOS or websites, things like that, it's a great way to maybe skip some of the stuff you don't need and jump right into the
What's an HTML tag? Well, yeah. Chances are you know that. You probably
don't
know. I
need that because I'm a manager. But
you probably don't need that. It's the Windows library for JavaScript controls that right. is going to be new and things you, yep. you have to keep in mind. Yeah. So and then the other big news is the Windows Store App Labs for App Builders. So what's this one about?
So these are actually traveling. Well, maybe they're not moving, but they're geographically located. So we have, I think there's like 30 of them.
Yeah, more than 30 cities.
Located around. And this gives you a chance to go in and work with some actual experts around your development of a Windows 8 app and actually try it on different devices, which is kind of handy, especially if you don't have three or four different Windows 8 devices. Maybe you don't have a touch screen right now, and so you can actually go in with your app or just go in and talk to them about, you know, some techniques and things like that. So it's great. It's not all at Build. It's not all at New York and things like that. It's actually going to be all over the place. So there'll be obviously a link in the details of the show.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is, you know what, I got to point out, this is the sort of a special This Week on Channel 9, because when was the last time you were on This Week on Channel 9?
2 weeks ago.
It seems like a long time. It seems like it's been, you know, everybody but Dan.
I missed 1 week.
Okay. I thought you'd been really busy. I didn't think you'd been recording all that content.
No, 1 week.
Yeah. Okay.
1 week.
Sorry, I thought...
I'm so sorry. 1 week.
I missed Dan.
Keller was gone for 3 months, and it's all, where have you been?
So maybe I didn't miss Keller. And I noticed when you were gone, see?
Oh, now he's kissing my ass. That's great. Windows Store apps for absolute beginners with C Sharp. Now, our friend Bob Tabor,
yes.
who
has done many great series on Channel 9.
Yes. And this one, the idea behind it was we wanted to use something that had both written tutorials mm-hmm. that you could walk through, as well as videos. So the Contoso Cookbook, which is a series of hands-on labs, it's actually been around since the first developer preview, I think, or maybe it was the release preview or consumer preview. But it walks you through actually building apps, adding different features to a cookbook.
So that already existed.
That already existed.
As a text tutorial with pictures.
Yeah, I think the challenge is sometimes it's, hey, copy this wall of XAML.
Right.
And it's like, what's actually going on here? So it's setting the margin property, or I'm setting this storyboard.
Right. So this
and
is
I'm
the
beginning an animation.
Sort of guided tour video through the exact same learning experience.
And to be fair, it's probably one of the most complex, absolute beginner ones that Bob's ever done. But it probably builds upon the other ones. But
how many videos are there?
30.
So I actually 30 plus. I actually may take a look at this because one is it's C# for and all of the Windows Store app development that the Channel 9 team's been looking at doing has been all in HTML and JavaScript.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I'm more of a C# guy. So this might, you know, maybe I could, maybe because, you know, I'm so advanced, I could skip ahead a bit, skip this one, skip that one, but I might actually run it because I would like to build some stuff.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of cool stuff and some nice features from implementing search to sharing to semantic zoom in a nice, easy way. And of course, having the videos there. And again, Bob's just great. So then another series, this is by Roxanne Beaver, the Introducing Windows 8 series.
Yes, this is a whole set of videos, and they're mostly short in the way I view things. They're not by Charles Torrey. And they go into really, really sort of tactical things, like implementing the share contract, implementing the play to contract. And so similar to what we were just talking about where, you know, maybe instead of just looking at the reference docs, you actually want to just see, here's the code, this is what I do, and this is what it produces sort of thing. But they're very specific. Mm-hmm. Is what I'm saying. So what's nice about that is that you can actually, it's great for sharing with people. If someone's like, yeah, here's my app, but I don't have the sharing contract. It's like, you could send them to the MSDN or to the Dev Center link, the reference material, or you could send them to this. They watch, you know, a 3-minute video, a 5-minute video. I think some of the longest are 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And boom, they have what they need. They got to see the code. It has links off to the right resources if they need to, you know, get the exact syntax. So it's just a great, I mean, it's called Introducing. I think it's deeper than just introducing, but, you know, it is definitely just that set of really tactical topics for Windows 8 development.
Sweet. And another series was one, we actually partnered with the folks at dev.windows.com, and we wanted to, rather than kind of recreating the wheel, is they had a series of tutorials, which were the Build Your First tutorials, and these were available in VB, C#, JavaScript. So we decided to, hey, wouldn't it be cool to have videos that walk through these step by step? So building a Hello World app, and you're like, okay, fine, that's great. So, but then it's like, okay, so how does one apply a built-in style? Mm-hmm. Well, those are in the standard styles document. You can actually right-click, hit a property marker, and then you have it. And it's like, okay, but I want to edit that and use it as the basis, so then you can copy a style and start modifying it.
This is somewhat similar to Bob Tabor's thing in that you're taking existing material and videofying it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a word, by the way.
So I mean, the nice thing is there's step-by-step tutorials.
These are simpler than the Contoso cookbook, right? Like this is
a
smaller focused thing.
For the most part, they're certainly simpler. And there's a lot of features that, frankly, I didn't know existed in Visual Studio. One of my favorite ones is the ability to the device tab on the left-hand side of Visual Studio. And a lot of people kind of ignore it. It's like toolbox device. What it allows you to do is actually enable state recording. So, for example, you put your app in snapped view.
So I don't even know about this menu.
Exactly.
So this is when you're remote debugging.
No, this is I'm in design mode.
The device.
So remember, this is also only for XAML tools. It's very blend, actually. You can tell the blend side, because enable state recording is kind of like the way you did animations in blend.
Okay.
So anyways, you have a nice app, it looks in landscape, then you can snap your app and see what your layout would look like in snapped view.
And still like being sort of in IDE
So you're in a nice designer, and then you're like, wow, that's terrible. So what you can do is hit a checkbox, it'll record whatever you change. So let's say you have...
So then you have different settings for the different states.
Yeah, and whatever you change in the property window automatically spits out code to do it only when it's in that state. It's awesome!
That's awesome!
It's awesome!
No, it is.
You have a stack panel that's horizontal. It needs to go vertical.
So being old, I've done that before with Windows Forms, where I've sat down and I have written down attribute values that well, in this state, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make this box go this way. I'm going to anchor it to here, yes. that kind of stuff. And then I've had code that does all of that. Oh, if the size is less than 300. Now, over in the JavaScript HTML side, we do media queries to do the same thing. But I don't believe there's any sort of design experience. We just...
Yeah, Blend has some tools.
For doing that for HTML.
Yes, but this is built right into Visual Studio, and it's one of the best features that no one knows about.
I didn't know about it.
Exactly. So definitely check those out, and they are available both VB, C Sharp, and the JavaScript series only has three parts. The other ones have four parts, but definitely go through those.
That's because JavaScript is better and easier, and you don't need as many. You don't need as many videos. No, I'm just kidding.
Sure. And another big series is actually, and this is technically the fifth part series, but really it's so big that it deserved its own series of videos, and that's the Build a Windows Store Blog Reader app.
And these ones are longer, right, is my understanding?
Yeah, so just this goes from Final New Project to a reader that can read in, say, like 10 blogs from the Windows team
at
blogs.
At which point you then publish it to the store. And step 3, 4, whatever it is, profit.
You're done. Yes.
That's great.
So, and these have a ton of different things, including, you know, changing the visual style so people aren't used to sort of that transparency overlay. How do you design and get that specific thing? How do you do multi-page layout? How do you do a split page where you have items and items changing? So there's definitely a lot of things that it hits on, for lack of a better word. So a lot of cool stuff, and definitely a lot of data binding and things going on there.
Yeah, I think as a learning experience, I'm going to take some of our internal stuff, and I got to make a Windows Store app that will never go in the store.
I feel like I need to take a vacation to build apps.
Yes. Look at what we're shipping here. We're shipping all this stuff.
I know.
We had the launch.
I know.
Phone launch. We're going to build. After that, what? November?
It's app building time.
I don't think there'll be any this week on Channel 9's in November. We're just taking
That wouldn't be a bad idea. Definitely a lot of stuff on Channel 9. Check it out. Like I said, 85 videos, 17 hours of content. So, but switching gears here a little, the hands-on lab team. So what's this one about?
So the labs themselves, if you've been to... So my experience with these a lot comes from back when we used to do learning courses. And we have the labs that'll step you through something that might be a little too complicated to set up on your own. So imagine if you're... You're me, and so you're thinking about, like, you know, some complex SQL Server thing or a two Exchange Server migration. So these labs basically set the environment up for you in the cloud, and then you remote into it, and you get to do the lab. And when you're done, you know, they wipe it, reset it, get it back to normal, so that the next person comes in and can do the lab as well.
And I do see these have the Contoso cookbook, the same one Bob had. So if you don't want to install Windows...
So you don't even have to have Windows 8 installed. You don't have to have Visual Studio. If you want to go through and try this, you can, you know... So depending on your hardware you have available, where you are in your dev...
And look at all those Azure ones, too.
Yeah, there's tons. And so depending on where you work, not everyone can just... I'll install, you know, the new version of Visual Studio. Even if you have it in your MS-10 subscription, maybe you can't just install it. You don't have Windows 8. Who knows? You can fire this up. You can come from, I don't know what the minimum requirements are, but essentially it's firing remote desktop. So you don't have a lot of requirements on your end other than the ability to connect to the internet, go to this. And then you sit here, you're connected to the thing for maybe an hour, and you're doing all of this lab work without having to build a machine to do it.
I love it.
So I think it's amazing. At TechEd... Yes. At TechEd in North America and Europe this year, they had the labs that you could do. You could go sit down at all the computers, and they had these labs, they had a bunch of other labs, same style. You know, every time you were done, it would be wiped, and the next person could do it. And then when the event ended, they put them all online, and for a few months after the event, anyone who wanted to could sort of go and do the lab
cool.
in this exact same format. So I think it's great. I like to have lots of machines and wipe machines and put stuff on them and do it myself, but think of all that work. Think of all that time that you're wasting, you know, building an environment.
Especially
just to learn
for TFS
something.
Ones, for example,
right,
where
exactly.
you want to be able to test sort of more complex scenarios or do load testing or something.
Exactly. And the idea that especially if something has a server and a client component, you don't want to build that, it's provided for you.
Yeah.
So it's good stuff.
Now, what is the Windows 8 Jumpstart? Because I see there's IT Pros and deployment here. So this is IT Pro, right?
So this is IT Pro stuff. But in a way, it's also technical user stuff. So I would almost consider those of us who are, you know, we're professional computer users. You know, it goes through tips and tricks, like, you know, how to do the basic stuff, keyboard shortcuts, the kind of things that, that we want to do, the quick kind of stuff. But it even gets into understanding how inside your company you would deploy an app internally. How would you sideload an app onto someone's machine for either testing or even just internal deployment, that kind of stuff. It also gets into a lot of stuff around deploying the OS itself, because every time we have a new version of the OS, we improve the ability to roll this out, you know, across 40,000, 50,000 computers. Mm-hmm. And so it gets into some of that, gets into some of the guidelines for, you know, making images and rolling this out. So it's essentially, you know, we had all that content on Channel 9, talking about development. This is the other side, which is just using it, and then also just getting it out to your users as well. So it's good stuff.
Sweet. And that brings us to Picks of the Week. So my Pick of the Week, and we're doing Picks of the Week a little differently here.
Yes. It's App of the Week.
App of the Week. That's right. So I made sure not to log into my Xbox Live account here. But this is, everybody's seen the old school Minesweeper that had, like, you know, the...
Hasn't really changed much.
Oh.
No. Why change it if it's not...
Well, they changed it, so this is awkward. but really, the gameplay is very similar, and there's easy, medium, expert, and of course, custom. And probably some of the other cool stuff is there's an adventure version that's coming, a daily challenge.
An adventure version of Minesweeper?
I know. Could you imagine? Like, okay, so like, imagine you have to go through a puzzle, and you're going through like a room or something. It's all very cool. You're one of those purists that will never press those buttons. There's achievements, there's best times, like...
Is there a classic mode?
Yes!
See? There, now I'm sick.
Yes, there's a modern theme. I like the garden. Look at the beautiful garden theme.
Okay, I'm going to play it.
You're going to play it while you do your Pick of the Week.
I'm
That's
kidding.
Wonderful.
No, I won't.
Which brings us to your Pick of the Week.
Yes! So, what I like... is it was the big news app. It's the news app. It's the one of the first party apps, as we call them, you know, comes for free from the store, and I use it every day. I do. Every day, whenever I pick up, you know, or go to a Windows 8 machine, I go through and I consume way more news than I ever used to, sort of thing. And it's funny because I mean all this stuff's available. They're not making new news for the app. This is just all the news that you could already pull in from, you know, Bing News or from just doing a search or something like that. But I find myself reading it all the time. Like, that's really hard to see. But anyways, the point being is that, you know, I just sit there.
All right.
They collect them into these groupings. Like here, Dan, you know, picked a nice picture of the technology area for us. And it's awesome. And they're from so many different sources. That, like I said, I'm finding myself going to my wife saying, "Oh, did you see this? Did you see that?" And I can send her links, and she doesn't have the app because she's still running Windows 7.
Aww.
She doesn't like it when I mess with her computer.
There is some cool sharing stuff in there, too.
Yeah, it's very neat. It's very neat.
So. Awesome. Well, thank you all, and hopefully everybody's getting their copy of Windows 8.
And getting ready to watch build.
Yes,
of course. Get ready now. Get yourself set, maybe an IV or something, because there's so much stream.
And hopefully
content.
They're coming here, too. And we have a hackathon as well. That's going to be a lot of fun. So, ton of stuff to do.
He's doing the hackathon.
Right. All right. Thank you all. Right.